Now hear the word of the Lord as it is written in the book of Psalms, number 43. Judge me, O God, and plead my plea with a nation that is not merciful. From the man of deceit and perversity, deliver me. For thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why do I go in black at the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me into the mountain of thy holiness and to thy habitations. And I will come to the altar of God, to God, the gladness of my rejoicing. And I will confess thee with the harp, O God, my God. Why art thou bowed down, O my soul? And why art thou in tumult within me? Hope thou for God. For I shall still confess him, the salvation of my face and my God. Reading further from the book True Christian Religion, number 113. Every citizen or subject is united to his king by obeying his commands and precepts, and more so if he endures hardships for him, and still more if he suffers death for him, as men do in war. In the same way, friend is united to friend, son to father, and servant to master, by acting according to their wishes, still more by defending them against enemies, and more yet by fighting for their honor. Is not one united to the maiden whom he is wooing when he fights with those who defame her and contends even to wounds with his rival? It is according to an inherent law of nature that they are united by such means. Reading further from number 615. Who, except a foolish person, cannot see that without freedom of choice in spiritual things, man cannot be regenerated? Can he, without this, approach the Lord, acknowledge him as the Redeemer and Savior and God of heaven and earth, as he himself teaches? Without that freedom of choice, who can believe in the Lord? That is, from faith, look to him and worship him, and adapt himself to receiving the means and benefits of salvation from him, and from him cooperate in the reception of them? Who, without freedom of choice, can do any good to the neighbor, practice any charity, or take into his thought and will other things pertaining to faith and charity, bring them forth and put them into acts? Otherwise, what is regeneration but a mere word dropped from the lips of the Lord, which either remains in the ear, or having dropped upon the lips from the thought nearest to speech, becomes merely an articulated sound of 11 letters, which sound cannot by any means be raised into the higher region of the mind, but falls upon the air and is dissipated. Amen. Here end the readings. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.